Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Atlanta attacks.
6 of the 8 dead are Asian.
President's message to migrants.
Don't leave your town or city.
California governor faces recall push.
Reality is, it's going on the ballot.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Horrific scenes in the Atlanta area at 3 spas that came under fire. 8 people are dead, 6 of them of Asian descent, most of them women. A suspect, a white man, is in custody. CBS's Mark Strassman has the latest.
The shooting spree began around 5 p.m. at Young's Asian Massage, 30 miles north of Atlanta. 2 victims died at the scene, 2 more at the hospital. Less than an hour later, police were called to Gold Spot, where police say 3 women who appeared to be Asian had been shot and killed.
At that location, we received another call across the street had shots fired.
That location was aromatherapy spa, where another victim, who also appeared to be an Asian woman, died.
It's not really making any sense how this happens at a massage spa.
Officers later captured 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long, 150 miles south of Atlanta. Now, relatives of the shooting victims are left grappling over why this happened.
President Biden says his message to migrants is don't come. But thousands have, and the number of unaccompanied children has hit record numbers in U.S. custody. The Dallas Convention Center could start to house children as soon as today. It has space for about 3,000. Mr. Biden was asked about the border situation on ABC's Good Morning America.
Do you repeat what Trump did? Take them from their mothers, move them away, hold them in cells, et cetera? We're not doing that. So what we're doing is provide for enough safe facilities.
White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe has more on the president's effort to pump up the benefits of his $1.9 trillion COVID relief package.
Help is coming for many in the form of $1,400 stimulus payments, hitting tens of millions of bank accounts as early as today. A government survey shows Americans who've received previous stimulus payments are primarily spending the money on food, household supplies, bills, and rent. By spending that money instead of saving it, the larger economy also gets a boost. President Biden visited a flooring company to launch a national tour promoting the relief bill and to encourage Americans to get vaccinated. Just 4 blocks from where the president spoke, Diane Day manages a vaccination site where they administer 120 doses a day. All they need is more.
We have the volunteers. We have people here willing to do the job. It's the supply that will hold us back.
With polls showing significant numbers of Republicans indicating they won't get a COVID vaccine, former President Trump told Fox News last night it is everyone's choice, but he encouraged people to get shots.
I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly, but it's a great vaccine. It's a safe vaccine.
The nation's intelligence community has released the most comprehensive report yet on foreign interference in the 2020 election. CBS's Jeff Pagaz says Russia was among the most active.
U.S. officials have assessed that Russian President Vladimir Putin authorized influence operations aimed at denigrating President Biden's candidacy and supporting former President Trump. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence also believes that other nations, including Iran, attempted influence operations.
President Biden tells ABC News Putin and the Russians will face consequences.
So you know Vladimir Putin. You think he's a killer?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So what price must he pay?
The price he's going to pay, well, you'll see shortly.
The report concludes China considered interfering but decided against it. Mr. Biden also indicated today it will be tough for the U.S. to meet a May 1st deadline to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, but the pullout shouldn't take much longer than that. California's Democratic governor is in a fight for his political life as a recall effort by opponents gains momentum by the day. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
It isn't officially a done deal, but even Governor Gavin Newsom expects it to take place.
Well, the reality is, looks like it's going on the ballot.
Today is the final day to gather signatures. Organizers say they have far more than the 1.5 million required. This week, Newsom launched a campaign to fight it.
Who's behind the partisan recall of Governor Gavin Newsom? Anti-vaccine QAnon extremists.
But it isn't just extremist fringe groups that support the recall. Many business owners are unhappy with Newsom's lockdowns during the pandemic. Angela Marsden is a restaurant owner.
We need to keep fighting the fight. California deserves so much better.
In the end, Newsom says he will win.
We will fight it. We'll defeat it.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A 69-year-old woman with a history of trying to stow away on flights has been arrested in Chicago for trying to sneak on a jet at O'Hare Airport. Marilyn Hartman's arrest comes 2 weeks after a judge rejected a probation deal for a previous stowaway attempt. Well, of course, air travel has been affected deeply by the coronavirus, even though things may be starting to take off again. CBS's Wendy Gillette has the latest in our pandemic series.
As the coronavirus leaped across oceans and continents last March, airlines stopped flying, and most countries around the world snapped their borders shut. Some nations remained closed for many months, while others slowly eased restrictions. Airlines lost billions a month. JetBlue CEO Robin Hayes.
We have a massive threat to our industry.
As travel resumed, there were battles over wearing masks. And thousands who refused were banned from flying. Cruise ships remain anchored, and there's only one kind of traveler these days, according to Atmosphere Research Group President Henry Hardeveld.
Leisure travelers. We don't see a lot of business people flying right now.
As for the future, there's talk of vaccine passports and testing programs. But for now, Americans are still only allowed to enter around five dozen countries.
LeBron James branches out. He and his business partner have taken an ownership stake in the group that owns baseball's Boston Red Sox. But what he wants soon is to take ownership in his own sport.
My goal is to own an NBA franchise, and it'll be sooner than later.
In a tweet, Tiger Woods says he's back home in Florida now to continue his recovery from last month's California auto crash. The talk about the daytime TV show, The Talk, seems to have only gotten worse.
CBS is conducting an internal review after Sharon Osbourne came to Piers Morgan's defense over controversial comments about Meghan Markle's interview with Oprah.
He's a royalist, and there's nothing wrong with that. The generation he was born into, we were all taught to be royalists.
Co-host Elaine Welter-Roth filed a complaint about racial insensitivity on the set. Actress Leah Remini now alleges racist behavior by Osbourne during her tenure on the show. CBS says the network is committed to a diverse, inclusive, and respectful workplace. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
For the second year in a row, no St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City, another coronavirus casualty. But there is a broadcast of the Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral and a virtual parade featuring clips from previous years. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for The Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
on The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.